请一同来翻开新约圣经希伯来书第三章。
Please turn together your Bible to Hebrews chapter 3, please.
第三章第一节到第六节，同蒙拣召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者伟大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling,Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God.
摩西在为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we will hold fast the confidence and the boast of the hope firm to the end.
然后第四章十节十一节
Chapter 4 verses 10 and 11
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功正如神歇了他的功一样所以我们务必竭力进入那安息免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了
For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from hisLet us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
父，我们感谢赞美你，在如日早晨再去召聚我们来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you and praise you that once again on the Lord's Day you have called us to come before your presence.
借着你已经说过的话，再次向我们说话。
Speak to us through the words you have spoken.
照明我们里面心中的眼睛，让我们看见你儿子的荣美。
Enlighten our inner eyes so that we could see the beauty of your Son.
叫我们在地上能够紧紧地跟随他。
So that we could follow him closely on earth.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
以弗所书说呢，神在创世以前就在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Ephesians tells us that before the foundation of the world, God chose us in Christ so that we could be holy and without blame.
那是已经完成的事情。
That is something that has been accomplished already.
到了时代的末了的时候呢？他要把我们磨成神儿子的样子。
And then in the last days, he will mold us into the image of his son.
我们在时间当中呢，我们就跟随我们神的脚踪，跟与主同工，让主的神在我们身上把我们做成完全的样子。
So in between the time, we co-work with God, follow his steps, so that through the Holy Spirit, we all could be conformed to the image of his son.
在哥林多后书里面，他借着使徒保罗的经历，让我们在生活中的经历，在属灵生命上一步一步的学习跟随他。
Now in 2 Corinthians, Apostle Paul used his own life experiences to encourage us to follow him step by step.
在希伯来书里面，他让我们看见主的他自己的荣美。然后我们跟随他的脚踪行。
And then Hebrews tells us the beauty of the Lord, so that we will follow His steps.
每当我们越多看见我们主的荣美的时候
，So the more we see the beauty of the Lord.
我们那里面呢有一个渴慕乐器起来，更多的像他，更多的跟随他。
The more we have this longing in our heart to rise up to be more like Him.
所以在希伯来书里面呢，他用到两个字，中文翻的不是很清楚哈。英文里面还有一个是 let us， 一个是 lest。
So Hebrews used two words which the Chinese version did not say it quite clearly, but in English version it says one is let us, the other is lest.
那我们在读的这段圣经里面呢，比如说第四章的第一节，他说就当畏惧，应当畏惧 ，let us be fear 哈，我们应当。
For example, in chapter 4, therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear, lest any of you seem to have fall short of it.
所以十一节他说我们要务必竭力 ,let us be diligent, 好让我们务必中文是怎么翻译。
And verse 11, let us therefore be diligent.
那么是很多在属灵里面的就鼓励我们如何往前去。
So the writer encourages us in the Lord to continue to follow on.
同时呢，他有很多的警戒啊 ，lest 在中文里头呢，在这段圣经里面，他就是至少用了三次，免得。
At the same time, the writer also gives us warnings, and the word he used is lest. Even in chapters 3, we could see that 3 times he used the word lest.
那么当我们看见主的荣美的时候，一面我们里面应当起来务必竭力追求啊。
So, on the one hand that we see that as we see the glory of the Lord, we should rise up and strive to follow Him.
那么一面呢，我们里面受警戒，我们恐怕，我们免得。
On the other hand, we are admonished. The word is lest.So that we won't come short of it.
那第三章第一节的时候呢，中文有个字没翻译的，它出来它叫做 therefore， 因此。
And also in chapter 3, the Chinese Bible left out a word that is therefore.
所以呢，它是跟着前面是连在一起的。
Therefore, we know chapter 3 is linked with the previous two chapters.
那么在英文的翻译里面的话，它都先开始，它称呼他们是圣洁的弟兄啊。就是我们同龙天招的。
And in the English Bible, the writer starts with holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
那么因着神的儿子为我们死，为我们复活，他成为天升天上的大祭司，我们已经是圣洁的弟兄了。
Because of the Lord who died for us, who rose again, who ascended on high, now we have already become holy brethren.
在这个神已经做成圣洁地位上呢，他呼召我们往前去。
So God calls us to move forward, upon the very foundation, the position that we have been made holy.
一方面呢，神呼召我们过圣洁的生活。
So on one hand, we know God calls us to live a holy life.
但是神的工作真的是他已经使我们成为圣洁了，在这圣洁的地位上，他呼召我们往前去。
Yet what God has accomplished is He has first placed us in this position of being holy, and then called us to become holy.
他这里呢，他要我们来思想耶稣。
Therefore, the writer tells us to consider.
不仅仅只是纪念我们的主，想念我们的主，还要思想他的作为。
Consider the Lord not only to remember Him, but also meditate on His words.
思想他两个身份。
Muse upon His two identities.
一个呢，他是使者，就是使徒，是神所差遣的。
One is that He is the apostle sent by God.
一个呢，他是大祭司。
The other is.He is the high priest.
我们的主他有许多的职分，那么在这边呢，他呼召我们一同来思想主在这两方面的事情。
Even though our Lord has so many ministries, yes, the writer of the Hebrews tells us to consider these two ministries, apostle and high priest.
那怎么来思想呢
？How do we consider this?
他叫我们来跟 把我们的主这个职分跟摩西来相比。
So he uses the comparison between the ministry of Moses with that of our Lord.
那么摩西呢，在这里啊，让我们看见神最看重他的一件事，就是他在神的家中敬忠。
And here we see that the one thing that God cherishes most is that Moses is all faithful in the house of God.
所以我们的主呢，在他的两个职分上，跟摩西一样，也是敬忠的。
But yet our Lord Jesus, just like Moses in the two ministries, is also faithful as well.
那么摩西在什么样的事上尽忠呢？
Yet, in what matters that Moses is faithful?
我在思想的时候呢，最少有两个方面我非常的思想。
As I'm considering this, at least two aspects we could consider together.
第一个呢，是他忠心传主的话。
First, that is that Moses is faithful in preaching the Lord's word.
他在山上四十昼夜，神把律法颁布给他。
He stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, and the Lord gave him the law.
神传给摩西的律法非常的丰富啊。
And the law that the Lord gave Moses is so comprehensive and abundant.
刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹们可能一读到摩西律法的时候，都觉得很用都用了劲儿，才能把这个律法给读完啊。
Many brothers and sisters who just believe in the Lord, once they come to the part of the law, it takes them a lot of effort to finish it.
我在想呢，摩西怎么记得下这么多这神的律法呢？我们读都读不完，他怎么记得下来呢
？I was wondering how could Moses remember all this law.Well, we, even we try to read it through, it's hard for us.
一面呢是神的灵在他身上，神把他的话刻在他的心里头。
Well, on the one hand is the Lord, God's Spirit was upon Moses, so God inscribed his laws into Moses' heart.
这是神的恩典呢，让他能够记得住这么多的律法。
And, It is through God's grace that Moses was able to remember all these laws.
那么，一方面说到是在听神的律法，神颁布律法的时候，摩西一定是全神贯注哈，他是忠心的在那里听主的话。
On the other hand, when God gave out the law, Moses must be fully focused upon the law itself.
所以在下山之后呢，他一面把神的律法颁布给他的百姓，一面忠心把它写下来啊。
So when he came down from the mountain, on the one hand he wrote all the laws down faithfully, and on the other hand he faithfully taught all these people.
在摩西写完这些律法之后，他特别说到。任何人如果敢在这个话这个律法上加上什么减上什么，那么神呢要把他从这生命册上除名的。
After Moses finished writing all the laws, he also put this down that if anyone wants to add to or take out something from the law, God will remove this person from the book of life.
当摩西这么说的时候。一定很确定是他所是写的，他所说的是每一句都是神说的，他自己没有增加什么，自己没有减少什么。
Because at this time Moses was so sure everything written was from God, even Moses himself would not dare to add or take out anything from that.
那摩西第二个方面在那个敬忠呢，是他忠心执行那个神的命令。
The second aspect of Moses' faithfulness is that.Moses carried out, executed all these laws faithfully.
在出埃及记呢第二十六章到第三十章呢，它的记载的会幕啊是要怎么样来建造
？In Exodus chapters 26 through 30, we see how the tabernacle is to be built, as recorded by Moses.
那边记载的非常的详尽
，in every detail.
可是到了那个出埃及记第三十六章第三十六到三十九章的时候呢，他那么记载了那么他们怎么样来盖会幕的时候。
And then Exodus chapters 36 and 39 records the construction of the tabernacle.
那个记载跟前面讲几乎是一模一样的。
So these two accounts are almost the same.
我每次读到那里的时候，我在想，为什么同样的事情要记载两遍呢？
When we read Exodus up to this point, we will wonder why the same thing has been recorded twice.
他大可以说是说就摩西吩咐他们就照着三藏指示的样子全部做完就结束了。
The Bible could have said that Moses built the tabernacle according to the pattern shown him on the mountain, and that's it.
那音乐呢，让我们看见神是多么样的看重会幕的预表基督的。
So here we see on one hand how God values this tabernacle, which typify our Lord Jesus Christ.
里面告诉我们呢，神的话不但是要听，而且要去行啊，这是一个比较完全的符合的。
Now, on the other hand, God wants us to know not only do we listen to His word, but also we need to do it.
在那里更让我们看见呢。摩西在执行神吩咐他做的事情，他是完全的照着神所吩咐去做的。
So here we see that when Moses is executing whatever the Lord has commanded him, he did it faithfully, completely.
当我们主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was in His flesh on the earth，
他说了许多的教训。
He spoke so many teachings。
那么说了许多的比喻。
Many parables。
有很多他讲的话甚至没有记载下来。
Even many of our Lord Jesus' words have not been recorded.
但是主他自己说呢，他说我没有凭着自己讲任何一句话。
Yet our Lord Himself said that I've not spoken on my own authority.
那差我的父呢，已经给我命令，告诉我说什么，讲什么。
But the Father who sent me gave me a command, what to say and what to speak.
他是那个太初就有了道，他凭着自己讲，完全是一定是神父神的心意的。
He is the very word from the beginning. Whatever he says is according to God's will.
但是他在地上的时候，他没有说一句话是凭他自己讲的。
Even on earth, he had never said anything by himself.
这是地上他也执行了行了许多的神迹奇事。
Also, he did so many miracles and signs on earth.
他叫瞎子看见，叫瘸子行走，叫死人复活。
So we see the blind see, the crippled walk again, and the dead raised to life.
甚至使徒约翰他说呢，耶稣还有很多的事没有记载下来。如果是记载下来的话，整个世界都装不下了。
Even Apostle John tells us that there are so many signs, miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ has performed cannot be contained in the book of John because if he wrote down everything, even the world cannot contain them.
主说了，只凭着自己不能做什么。
Therefore, our Lord says that the Son cannot do anything of himself.
他主做的每件事情是我看见父怎么做，我才怎么做。
But whatever he sees the Father do, whatever the Father does, the Son will do in like manner.
所以看见了我们的主在地上的时候，他确实跟摩西一样，他真的全家尽忠。
So we see our Lord Jesus is just like Moses, all faithful in the house of God.
那么在生命记里面呢，他说到那个耶和华告诉摩西啊，说呢。我要在他们中间兴起一位先知像你。
And Deuteronomy tells us that the Lord said to Moses, I will raise up a prophet like me. God will raise a prophet like Moses in their midst among their brethren.
那么凡他所吩咐你们的，你都要遵行。
Hear him.
所以呢，以色列人呢，他们非常尊，因为非常尊重摩西。
So on the one hand, Israelites respected Moses highly.
他们呢，也是一面呢，认为要来的那个弥赛亚呢，就是那先知。
On the other hand, they believe the coming Messiah is the prophet.
那么在彼得的讲道里头，在斯蒂凡的见证里头，都说到那先知就是应验的
So in Peter's sermons or in Stephen's testimony, they all mention that, that the prophet is our Lord Jesus Christ.
对我们这些 不熟悉是旧约圣经的人，都把耶稣跟摩西拿着相比，我们觉得还不能摆在一起比哈。
To us who are not familiar with the Old Testament, we feel how could you compare Moses with Jesus?
但是对这一般的希伯来圣徒来讲的话呢，这是非常非常那个重要的一件事情。
But to the Hebrew saints, this is a very important matter.
但是就算是这样子。
But even so,
他说呢，那耶稣呢，他所得的尊荣要远远超过摩西。
The glory honor that Jesus received exceeds much more than that of Moses.
这一段呢，至少让从三个方面我们来看。
So in this passage, we could consider it from three aspects.
首先呢，他说让我们来思想那为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Now first, let's consider.The apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
那么耶稣跟摩西他们都是使者，都是神所差遣的这使徒。
Now both Moses and Jesus were the apostles sent by God.
那么他们都忠心的传讲神的话，忠心的执行神的命令。
Both of them faithfully preach and execute God's words.
但是我们的主呢，他还是大祭司。
And also, our Lord is the high priest.
那么确实，摩西呢，他自己也献过祭，他甚至拿高亚伦做大祭司。
Indeed, Moses himself offered sacrifice. He even anointed Aaron to be a high priest.
但是呢，他没有大祭司的职分。
Yes, Moses does not have the ministry of the high priest.
我们的主呢，在神的家中尽忠啊，他还是显在他为慈悲忠心的大祭司身上。
Our Lord is all faithful in the house of God, especially being exhibited that He is the merciful and faithful High Priest.
他 为我们献上挽回祭，他能够体恤我们一切的软弱。
He offered Himself as a propitiation, and He sympathizes with our weaknesses.
那么第二点呢？
The second aspect.
他说呢，那么在摩西跟主来比的话呢？就好像呢，那个一个房屋啊，跟那个建造房屋的人来比一样。
The second is that if you compare Moses with our Lord Jesus Christ, it's just like comparing the house and the builder of the house.
他说呢，他比摩西算是更配多的荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
This one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in as much as He who built the house has more honor than the house.
摩西呢，他确实在神的全家尽忠，他这个那个建造这个会幕，他这个建立是神的百姓。
Yes, indeed, Moses was faithful in all his house. He built the tabernacle. He built up the people.
但是呢，他自己呢，其实是也是神建造的对象。
But he himself is also the object of the Lord's building.
那地上头四十年的时候呢，神的安排让他在皇宫，埃及的王宫里头长大。
So in the first 40 years of Moses' life, God has arranged him to grow up in the Egyptian palace.
他学了埃及一切的学问。
He was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians.
他说话的那个行事都有大能。
He was mighty in word and in deeds.
所以呢，四十岁的时候呢，他到他自己弟兄那边去啊，想要用自己，他以为谁要用他呢，去救他的救以色列民啊。
At the age of 40, believing that God would use him to deliver his people.
结果呢，那个下场呢是，他被这个等于是被驱逐到旷野去啊，在这旷野待了四十年。
So he was trying to save his people by himself. The end is that he was driven into the wilderness and stayed there for 40 years.
他在旷野40年啊，牧养他岳父的羊。
And for 40 years, he was shepherding the sheep of his father-in-law.
比起雅各，他太多了。雅各二十年就把他的那个这个岳父的所有财产都夺来了。
He was.
摩西的四十年呢、啊，还在牧养他岳父的羊。
You think he was much worse than Jacob? Jacob, it took 20 years to take all his uncle's properties, the livestock. But as to Moses, after 40 years, he was still shepherding his father-in-law's sheep.
因为在这四十年当中啊，神要照顾他，神要雕塑他。
It is because during the 40 years, God wants to mold him. God wants to transform him.
四十年当中，把他对自己的自信，把他自己的能力完全磨掉了。
God has taken away all Moses' self-confidence, his abilities.
当神叫他就起来去带领以色列人出来的时候。
When God told Moses to rise up to lead his people out of Egypt.
摩西说我是个拙口笨舌的人，原来他不会讲话的。
Moses said, I'm slow in speech. In words, I actually cannot speak anymore.
说我哪有能力把他们带出来，他原来是大有才能的人。
Now, how could he have any ability to lead God's people out of Egypt?
四十年的工作下来，神说我可以用你了。
But after 40 years' work, in God's hand, God said, "Now I can use you."
如果不是前面这些年的是神的雕塑的话呢，他在旷野后来跟以色列人走四十年，他没有办法撑下来。
If there were these 40 years molding in God's hand, then Moses would not be able to endure the following 40 years of staying with God's people.
在他年终的时候，圣经是说他是什么样的一个人呢？
So at the end of Moses' life, what does the Bible describe him?
是摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
The Bible says that Moses was more humble than all men on the face of the earth.
一个曾经在埃及王宫长大的，学了一切的学问，大有才能的人，到有一天被神做的，是极其的谦和啊。
This one who once grew up in the palace of Egypt, who had learned all the learnings of Egypt, who was mighty and capable, and being molded in the hand of God to become the most humble person on earth.
他们可以面对面的跟他说话。
Even God could speak with Moses face to face.
但是我们的主呢？
As to our Lord,
固然他在为人子的时候，他也学一些功课。
Yes, our Lord as the Son of Man also learned some lessons.
他是为了要体恤我们，要能够成为慈悲中心的大祭司的缘故，他经历这些。
This is for the sake that he could sympathize with us and could become the merciful and faithful priest.
但是呢，他是那位建造房屋的。
But in the end, we know that he is the one who builds a house.
房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
We know that all houses are built by someone.But it is God who built all things.
这是希伯来书里面第二次直接说到神的儿子就是神。
This is the second time in the book of Hebrews that the writer points out the Son of God, Lord Jesus, is God Himself.
对那些希伯来圣徒里面的那个影响震撼是非常大的。
So this shocking influence to all the Hebrew saints must be tremendous.
那么万物是他建造的。摩西也是他建造的。
All things are built by God, so is Moses.
那么这一个建造万物的神跟一个被建造的摩西，两个是不能相比的。
Of course, the God who built all things, and the Moses, the one who is being built by God, these two simply cannot be.Put side by side.
他们的那个对比呢，比一个太阳跟一个蜡烛那个光比那个柴来的强烈啊。
The comparison is more stark than the comparison between the sun and the light.
那第三方面呢，他说到摩西呢，他为仆人在神的全家敬忠。
The third aspect is Moses is all faithful in the house of God as a servant.
那么但基督为儿子治理神的家。
Yet Christ as a son over his own house.
他们两位呢都在神的 家中呢尽忠。
Both of these are faithful in the house of God.
忠心传讲神的话，忠心执行神的圣神的吩咐。
Faithfully they preach God's word. Faithfully they carry out God's commands.
但是他们两个人治理的这个身份是完全不一样的。
Yet their identities are totally different.
摩西呢，他是忠心治理，他的身份是个仆人的身份。
Moses being faithful, yet his identity is a servant.
我原先以为啊，这里的仆人呢还是奴仆，好久去查一下，这个字呢在希腊文里面只用过这么一次。
At first, I thought, here it mentioned that Moses is a servant. I thought it's just like everywhere mentioned as a bond slave.But then I check it out. This is the one time the word is being used in New Testament.
啊，只能翻成仆人。
The only way to translate is the servant.
新约里头啊，其他的仆人都应该翻成奴隶啊，奴仆。
Then all other servants in the New Testament should be translated more correctly as bond slaves.
当然摩西他自己也是神重价买回来的。
Of course, Moses is bought at a price by our Lord.
但是呢他这个仆人呢在神的眼中确实是非常的不同。
Yes, Moses as a servant is quite different.
就仆人这个字是唯一一次用在他的身上。
This word servant used here is the only time used in New Testament.
但是他毕竟是仆人。
But still, after all, he is still a servant.
他是没有这个拥有这个产业的那个资格的。
A servant does not own any properties.
摩西他自己非常清楚。
Moses knows this very well.
在创世纪的人那里啊，有个记载的非常有意思。
In Genesis, there is one account that's quite interesting.
当他们在摩西在山上接受律法的时候，以色列人在山下拜了金牛犊。
In Exodus, there is one interesting account that is, when Moses was receiving the law in the mountain, all the Israelites were actually worshiping idols.
神非常的生气啊。
And God was enraged.
你赶快下去吧。
God told Moses to go down.
因为你的百姓
because your people,
就是你从埃及所带出来的这些人
the ones you brought out of Egypt,
那快快的偏离了我的道路。那对这个他上山之前才颁布的十诫啊，他在没多久上这个地方拜了像啊。
Have quickly corrupted themselves just not too many days ago. God gave them the Ten Commandments.Now they have gone astray.
他们快快离开我的那个偏离的道路啊！我要是容我下去，我一时间把他们全部都除灭，让你的后裔成为大国。
They have gone astray from me so quickly. let me destroy them, and then so I'll make you a great nation.
摩西的俯伏在神的面前，为这个百姓代求。
And Moses bowed down, prostrated himself before the Lord.
耶和华神啊，求你纪念。
Plead with him, Lord, do remember.
这是你的百姓。
This is your people.
是你用大能大的那种膀臂把他从埃及带出来的。
This is the people you have, taken them out of the land of Egypt with power and with a mighty hand.
我每一次读到这段经文的时候，里面都会发出一个会心的微笑啊。我说，
Now every time I read this two verses.Within my heart, I cannot help but have this understanding smile.
那么神说是你的百姓，你带出来的。
God told Moses, "This is your people. You brought them out of my."
摩西说不是，这不是我的百姓，这是你的百姓，是你大能所为带出来的。你不能把他们给灭绝了，被免得那个遭到仇敌的讥笑。
And Moses immediately said, No, this is your people. You brought them out of the land of Egypt with power, with mighty hand. You cannot annihilate them. Otherwise, your enemies would reproach you.
没有话说是摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Yes, so we know that Moses was faithful in all his house.
但是他知道他只不过是个仆人。
is crystal clear to him that he is just a servant.
虽然是一个非常特别的一个仆人，但毕竟他不是是那个他拥有这个产业。
Even though he is a quite a unique servant, yet he does not own any of these people.
但是儿子不一样了。
But sons are different.
那基督跟我们之间呢，这圣经上有很多说到我们之间的关系。
The Bible has a lot of references about the relationship between Christ and us.
他是我们的创造主，他是我们的救赎主。
He is our Creator. He is our Redeemer.
那他是我们，他称我们为弟兄，我们是他的朋友。
He called us his brethren and called us his friends.
有一天我们还要成为他的心腹。
One day we'll become his bride.
那在第二章的第十三节，他说呢，看哪，我与神所给我的儿女。
And in Hebrews 2:13, here am I and the children whom God has given me.
我们跟我们的主之间还有关系是我们是他的儿女，是他所拥有的。
So there is one more relationship between us and Christ is that he owns us. We are his children.
在以弗所书里头，他说到两个产业。
In Ephesians, we read about two inheritances.
在第一章的时候，他一开始他说到呢，我们在基督里头要得基业，得产业。基督是我们的产业。
First, Christ is our inheritance, and in Christ we will receive this inheritance.
那么一面呢，他说要那个赐人智慧的灵开我们的眼睛，让我们看见他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Yet on the other hand, we read that. He prayed for the saints that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would enlighten our hearts so that we could know the riches of glory of his inheritance in all the saints.
一面呢，基督是我们的产业。
So we know on the one hand, Christ is our inheritance.
一面呢，我们是基督的产业。
On the other hand, we are his inheritance.
他是神的儿子，承继这个产业的。
He is the son of God, inheriting all this inheritance.
那么这么一比较呢，那么这基督是远远要超过摩西的。
So if you compare in this way, you know Moses our Lord Jesus exceeds more, far more than Moses.
但是底下说了，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量。坚持到底便是他的家了。
Then, if we hold fast the confidence and the boast of the hope firm to the end, we are the house of God.
他这里说呢，我们要坚持两件事情。
Here, we have to hold fast two things.
照着英文的翻译，第一个是胆量，就是后面的那个第十四节的那个确实的信心，他们几乎都翻成 confidence。
So in verse 6, we read the first thing is hold fast the confidence, just as in verse 14 of the same chapter,hold the beginning of our confidence, the same word confidence.
那么，第二个呢是要坚持呢可夸的盼望。
The second thing is we need to hold fast the boast of the hope.
我们呢必须要有一个胆量，一个确实的信心，同时我们要有一个可夸的盼望。
We have to have this confidence.We also need to have this assurance of hope and faith as well.
如果我们这两个都坚持下来的话，我们就是他的家了。
If we hold fast these two things, then we are the house of Christ.
我们读到这里的时候都会有个问题。
Then when we read up to here, we all have one question.
一旦我们信了主了以后，我们聚在一起，我们不就是神的家了吗
？When we believe in the Lord as we gather together, are we not already the house of God?
除了我们相信、承认重生的救之外，我们要成为神的家，还有什么其他的条件吗？
We believe in the Lord. We were born from above. Is there any other thing, any other conditions we have to meet?
在第七节的时候，中文又少了一个字，还是一个 therefore。另外一个是 therefore
in verse 7 therefore which is missing in Chinese Bible also
所以呢从第七节一直到第四章的十一节呢它跟前面的连在一起它这个解释为什么神要这么说 在第六节这么说
so chapter 3:7 all the way to chapter 4:11 actually the whole passage explains why in 3:6 the writer said this way.
那么在经卷里头，他说到以色列人他们失败的历史。
And in this passage, we read about the history of Israelite failure.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就可应着心意，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit said, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts when they provoke me in the day of trial in the wilderness.
摩西确实尽力了，他在这全家尽忠，神借着他用大能的大力把以色列人从埃及带出来。
Moses had done his best, being faithful in all the house of God, and also leading Israelites out of Egypt.
但是呢，他毕竟没有把他们带进迦南地去。
But after all, he was not able to lead them into the land of Canaan.
因为他们试探神，他们不信神。
Because they tempted God, they did not trust in God.
所以呢，神发怒，不准他们就进迦南。
So God was angry and would not allow them to enter the land of Canaan.
他说在那里，你们的祖宗视我、探我，并且观看我的作为，有四十年之久。所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works for 40 years, therefore I was angry with that generation, and said they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
他们试探神，他们观看神的作为，神不让他们进去。
They tempted God and observed God's works.Yes, they did not believe. Therefore, God said, "You cannot enter my rest."
这段话呢，它有两个时间点，我们来思想的。
In this passage, there are actually two time reference points which we need to consider.
第一个呢，是神发怒的时候呢，是在四十年之后发怒的。
First, is God was angry after 40 years.
在三十八年之前，因为他们不信，神发怒，他不准他们进去，这被禁了。
30 years ago, God was also angry, so they could not enter the land of Canaan.
四十年之后，神说他们这旷野四十年之久，还是视我、探我、观看我的作为。
40 years later, the Lord said, for 40 years they tested me, tried me.
所以他在怒中起誓说他不可进入我的安息。
And saw my work, so God was angry and swore that he could not enter my rest.
他在三十八年前说他们不能进迦南，一定进不去。
38 years ago, when God said you cannot enter Canaan, so they definitely could not enter it.
四十年之后说他们不能进入我的安息。
And 40 years later, God said, you cannot enter my rest.
神似乎是在说呢，如果这三十八年、这四十年，他们观看神的作为，他们认识借着神的工作，认识神的道路的话。
It seems that during the 40 years, they saw God's works, and if they know God's ways,
虽然他们进不了迦南，
even though they could not enter the land of Canaan,
他们如果认识神，他们悔改，他们相信这个跟随主，至少他们还可以进入神的下一步。
If they knew God, they repented, if they followed Him, at least they could have entered God's rest.
那么神固然是盼望要带他们进迦南。
Yes, indeed, God wanted to lead them into Canaan.
但是神心意是要他们进入他的安息。
But God's heart's desire, even more so, is to lead them into His rest.
那么第二个时间点呢？这句话呢是什么时候说？这节圣经什么时候说的
？Second time reference is when did God say this？
这是从诗篇第95篇里头出来的。
This is from Psalm 95。
在诗题那里，我们没有看见这边诗是谁写的。
Psalm 95 is anonymous, so we don't know who wrote it。
但是呢，在第四章的第七节的时候呢，他为我们解经了。
But in 4:7, the writer of Hebrew actually expounds this passage.
他说这个话是大卫写的，是大卫的书。
And the writer of Hebrew tells us the psalm was written by David.
大卫是他们已经进了迦南大概将近500多年以后的事了。
David lived about 500 years after they had gone into the land of Canaan.
那么他这里啊，他特别给我们这解释这段圣经啊，他说，那么你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心啊。
And the writer here explains this passage for us. Today, if you will hear his voice,
然后说他们动不可进入我的安息。
And then they shall not enter my rest.
也就是说呢，在大卫的时候，他引用旧约的那段历史，他警告警戒当时的百姓。
So during the time of David, he was using that history of Israel to warn his people.
不可以硬着心像以色列人一样，免得进不了安息。
Do not enter your hearts as previous Israelites.So that you would not be able to enter God's rest.
所以证明在这里告诉我们，就是在大卫的时候，他们还没有进入那个安息。
So Holy Spirit is telling us, even during the time of David, they still have not entered God's rest.
他们如果约书亚已经带他们进入安息的话
，Here, that's why we say, if Joshua had given them rest,
那么他就不用再另外再定一个日子了。
Then God would not afterward have spoken of another day.
确实，约书亚带他们进了迦南。
Indeed, Joshua led them to the land of Canaan.
但是呢，如果进迦南就是进安息的话呢，他就不用再另外的定一个日子。
But entering Canaan means entering God's rest. Then there would not be another designated day.
所以虽然约书亚带他们进了迦南。但是呢，他们里头还是没有安息。
So even though Joshua did let them into the land of Canaan, but still they had no rest.
那当约书亚那一代世代过去以后，底下的百姓又开始拜偶像去了。
When the age of the days of Joshua passed away, the people that rise up continue to worship idols.
四百多年是那个黑暗的时期，一个最那个。最好的就注解就是那时以色列人当中没有神没有王个人任意而行。
So the best footnote for the 400 years of judges is simply that in those days there is no king. Everyone does whatever seems fit in his eye.
就算是后来他们兴起的王
Even though kings rose afterwards
扫罗失败了
But Saul, King Saul failed.
大卫里头也觉得他还没有进入安息。
Even David himself felt he hadn't entered into God's rest.
圣经在这里告诉我们，当大卫在写这篇诗那个用写这篇那个诗篇的时候
，So Holy Spirit tells us that when David wrote this psalm,
他的借着以色列人的历史告诉我们呢，有一个安息是安息的安息是要我们进入的。
David was telling them there is this Sabbath rest that all the people need to strive to enter.
那个安息不是别人，就是我们他自己。
And that Sabbath rest is none but our Lord Christ Himself.
我们稍微看一下这段历史啊，我们说他们为什么进不了安息呢
？As we review this period of history, we want to know why did they could not enter the land of Canaan.
首先呢，是他们不能进入安息，是因为他们不信。
It is because they are unbelief.
所以在第三章十九节，他们不能进入安息呢，是因为不信的缘故。
Therefore, 3:19, we read, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
不但是在加底斯巴尼亚，他们不信，他们不肯进迦南。
Not only it happened that in Kadesh Barnea they did not believe, so they cannot enter the land.
一路上几百年下来，到大卫的时期，他们还不能进安息，因为他们里面还是不信。
But even hundreds of years later, during the time of David, they still did not have God's rest because they did not believe.
相信信心是我们进入安息第一个条件。
So we know faith is the first condition to enter God's rest.
如果没有信心，我们进不了他的安息。
Without faith, we cannot enter into God's rest.
第二个呢，要信从。
The second is to obey.
这里面他用的是三次哈，那么这边的话，他不信从，不信从，不信从。
Three times the word they disobeyed. We're seeing here.
因为他们不信，他们这为什么不能进入他安息呢？是因为像那不信从，他们不信从的缘故。
Why they cannot enter God's rest because they did not obey.
他们不信。同时呢，他们也不信从，他们不遵守。
First, they did not believe. Second, they did not obey.
那么，信只信从什么呢？
What is that they were supposed to obey?
就是信从神的话，对不对？
That simply means they should obey God's word.
神把他的话赐给他们，他们不听，他们不肯遵从。
God has given them His words, but they would not heed, nor would they obey.
神把话赐给我们，是要我们去遵守的。
The reason God has given us all His word is for us to obey.
以色列人说这问题出在哪里？
So what are the issues with Israelites?
因为他说因为他们因为是有福音有传给他们啊，是跟那个是的借着这个这些律法的这些会幕啊。已经把基督的预表已经告诉他们了。
The gospel was preached to Israelites through the type of the tabernacle. The gospel has already been preached to Israelites.
但是呢，他说所听见的道理，他们无意。
But what they heard did not profit them.
因为他们没有信心，与就是听的道调和。
Not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
我们信心从哪里来的？
Where does our faith come from?
信道是从听道来的，是从神的话来的。
Faith comes from hearing from the word of Christ.
那么听见神的话，我们如何能够信从去遵守呢？
Here, upon hearing God's word, how can we believe and then obey?
我们在信心当中再来读主的话。
Because we receive His word in faith.
你看什么？我们刚信主的时候，听见主的话，我们信了。
At the very beginning, when we hear God's word and we believe Him.
那么接着再给一点信心呢，我们再来读的话，又多认识一点，又多相信了一点。
And then God will grant us a little bit more faith, and as we come to read His word,
我们又多认识一点神的话，神又把这又多一点信心赐给我们。
As we know God's word more, God will give us more faith.
一面神的话赐给我们信心，因为我们在信心当中来接受神的话，我们在这样子来长大。
So, God has given us this His word with this faith, and by this we are growing in the Lord.
所以信心要跟神道调和在一起。
Therefore, we know faith has to be mixed, combined with the word of God.
那个最清楚的表现就是我们是不是去听从遵守神的话。
The best displaying of your faith is whether you hear and actually obey.
所以一面我们要进入神的安息，一面我们要信心。
Therefore, on the one hand, we want to enter God's rest. On the other hand, we have to have this faith.
一面呢，我们要需要神的话。
On the one hand, we need to have God's word.
这信心跟神的话两个是分不开的。
And we know that faith and God's word are inseparable.
你要把它调和在一起，才能够真正明白这是神的话。
You have to mix faith with God's word for you to truly understand what God says.
我们才真有可能在主里面成长。
And for the possibility for you to grow in the Lord.
这是我们进入安息的条件。
And this is the condition for us to enter rest.
那么他这里还提到第三件事情。
And then the third thing the writer also mentions.
他说呢，第十节他说呢，我们刚刚读的啊，他说因为进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his.
我们不能进入安息呢，还有一个很大的原因啊。
There's one big reason why we cannot enter rest.
就是呢，我们歇不了自己的功。
That is, we cannot cease from our own works.
我们呢，想尽办法帮神替神做工。
We're trying everything to work for God.
是的，我们听见了神的话，我们有信心了。
Yes, we do hear God's word and we have faith.
我们有信心跟我们的道调和，我们也听从遵守了。
we have this faith to mix with God's word, and we also obey.
但是呢，我们信心还没有那么丰富的时候，想说这件事情还能等吗？是不是我帮神需要我做点什么事呢？是不能够帮神做点什么事呢？
But when our faith is not as strong, we would think, is there anything else I can do for God?
一旦我们想要起来用我们天然能力帮神做工的时候。
The moment that we want to rise up and do God's work by our natural abilities,
我们立刻失去了那个安息。
Immediately, we will lose that rest.
好不容易得到一点安息，一下子劳危起来了以后，竟然说安息就失去了。
The rest we gained by hard work, right away we lost it, just because we wanted to do God's work by our own strength.
但以色列他们不肯进迦南，神说你们回去，这旷野这个漂流，直到这一代神通死了以后，那再说。
Now Israelites would not enter the land of Canaan, so God told them return to the wilderness until this generation died.
那么以色列人怎么说呢？
And what did the Israelites reply?
啊不不不，我们错了，我们悔改了。我们上去，我不要上去。
Oh no no no, we're wrong. We repent of this, and we do want to go.
神说不用去，我不跟你们同在。
And the Lord said, "Do not go, for I'm not with you."
摩西跟约柜都不出营。
And because Moses and the Ark of the Covenant would not go with
them. 还在凭着自己的力量呢，是要上去了，我们自己就去得，可绝对得。
But Israelites.Depending on their own strength, saying, we would go up and we would enter the land.
结果呢，那个被这山上下来的亚摩利人呢，杀的大败而逃，他们在神面前哭泣，神也不理他们。
And the Amorites came down from the mountain and defeated them greatly, and all the Israelites cried before the Lord.But the Lord disregarded them.
神已经说你们进不去了，不让你们进去。
God had already said you cannot enter Canaan.
如果他们这时候能够服下来
，If at this time they submit themselves to God，
承认自己的错，在旷野，就算是漂流八那个四十年，他们认识神的作为，他们还能进入安息。
They confessed their sins, even though they were wandering the wilderness for 40 years, they understood God's ways. They still would have.This rest. But they were not willing.
我们可以去，我们可以做。
Yes, we could go. We would do it.
在大卫年间呢，有一年是一连三年有饥荒。
During the days of David, for 3 years in a row, that there was this famine.
那么大卫不清楚到底是什么原因呢？去问神呢？
David wasn't aware of the reason, so he went to.Seek the Lord.
那么神告诉他呢，是因为扫罗了杀了基遍人的后代。
And God told Saul that that's because King Saul killed the descendants of Gibeonites.
那基遍人他们不是以色列人，但是呢，他在他们进迦南的时候应许他们，答应他们不杀他们。
Gibeonites were not Jews, but Israelites had promised them that they would not kill Gibeonites.
但是呢，他说了，扫罗呢，却为以色列人大发热心了。
But King Saul was zealous for Israelites.
他要杀遍那个这基遍人，因为他不是以色列人。
He wanted to slay all the Gibeonites because they were not Jews.
哎呀，结果呢，带进来的是三年的饥荒。
Therefore. 3 years of famine was ushered in.
那么直到他的后代七个人被挂在石头上，神的愤怒才止息。
Until the 7 descendants of Saul were hanged, then God ceased.
我们在读那里的时候也很稀奇啊。
And God's wrath ceased. And as we read here,
那么我们很稀奇啊，因为。扫罗这个人他是不认识神的人。
We're amazed because Saul was the one who did not know God.
他那么几次被逆神，神弃绝他那个虽然把他的王位从他手中夺去了。
Several times he rebelled against God, rejected God, and God was angry, saying he would take his kingdom away from his hand.
这时候呢，他说，这圣经说他大为以色列人大发热心啊，他为神就叫做公啊。
Yet at this time, the Bible tells us that he was zealous for all the Israelites. He wanted to do something for God.
结果呢，又为以色列人带来多大的灾害。
The end result is.What a great disaster he brought to the Israelites.
其实这就是天然人肉体的替神做工的时候一个特别非典型的例子。
So this is a typical example of a natural man trying to do God's work.
所以要进入神的安息的话呢
To enter God's rest.
不但是要信心
Not only do you have to have faith.
我也不要恐惧。
And obey.
同时呢，我们要学着歇了自己的工。
But we also have to learn to cease from the, our own hands work.
那我们的天然人呢，想要做那个要做事情呢，做可以做很多事情。
Our natural man, naturally wants to do so many works.
所以他说，你们要务必竭力进入那安息。
Therefore, the verse says that be diligent to enter the rest.
哎，我们想说进入安息还是容易嘛，不做事就好。
Isn't that easy to enter rest? You simply don't do anything.
哎呀，这个晚上最怕就是睡不着觉啊。那么，要是睡着觉的话，哇，这真是安息啊。
You know, we know that at night when we the most fearsome thing is that you cannot sleep. If you're able to sleep, what rest?
他说了，进入安息不是一个容易的事情。
But yeah, the writer tells us it's not an easy thing to enter rest.
他要你竭力，他务必的 ，let us be diligent， 让我们竭力，让我们殷勤，好叫我们能够进入安息。
Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest.
我们在想说呢，如果不能进入安息，最多我们就是这个得不到祝福，我们多做了一些虚功啊。
Well, we might think if we cannot enter rest, at worst is that we do not have God's blessings and we've done many things in vain for Him.
他说呢，如果要极力进入安息，他免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒。
But verse 11 tells us, let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
不能进入安息，还不仅仅是我们里头得不着那个属灵的祝福。
If you cannot enter rest, it's not just you cannot receive the spiritual blessing.
不仅仅拦阻神他自己的工作。
It's not merely you hinder God's work.
他说了，如果我们不能进入安息的话呢
？The verse tells us if we cannot enter rest.
我们呢会学那些不信从的人跌倒。
Very likely we will.Be like those who disobey, we would fall.
如果我们要在神面前站立得住的话
，If we want to stand before the Lord,
我们要学习进入安息。
We have to learn to enter rest.
而且是竭力的进入安息。
And also strive, be diligent to enter.
所以我们现在就回到在前面我们刚刚那个问题，就第六节那个问题。
Now let's come back to the question raised in verse 6.
经过七节到十一节 therefore 这么解释之后呢
After the explanation from verse 7 and on,
他让我们看见一件事。
Now we could see one thing.
他说呢，神的基督为儿子治理神家。
Christ is over the house of God as a son.
我们怎么知道基督在治理他的家呢
？How do we know that Christ is in His own house？
我们怎么显出神家的实际呢
？How could we actually manifest the reality of the house of God？
就是在主里头有安息。
That depends on if you have rest in the Lord。
因为他就是那个安息日的安息。
Because He is the Sabbath rest.
那主在地上的时候，多时在安息日的那个做事啊。
Our Lord, while on earth, did many things on Sabbath.
那么以色列人当时开始的时候，对法利赛人都还是跟随他的。
At the very beginning, even Pharisees would follow Lord Jesus.
那么 是当开始他第一次在安息日治病的时候。
But when the very first time our Lord healed people on the Sabbath,
而且不是一次，两次，三次。
And not just one time, twice, but three times.
那么那个那时候的法利赛人跟那个文士跟他决裂了，就想要杀他。
And Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, seeing this, severed their relationship with him and even wanted to kill Jesus.
就像那个管会堂的说，是六天可以做工的，为什么要第七天安息日来做事？
Just as the synagogue ruler said, you can do all the work in the six days. Why do you do this on the seventh day?
主要告诉我们。
And the Lord tells us.
他是那安息日的主。
He is the Lord of Sabbath.
他就是那安息日的安息。
He is the Sabbath rest.
他要我们进入他的安息。
He wants us to enter into his rest.
当神的儿子在治理他的家的时候
，When God's son is ruling his house over his house，
我们最能享受的就是进入他的安息。
What we can enjoy most is to enter his rest。
我们怎么知道我的主他在他是教会的首元首，他在凡事上居首位呢
？How do we know that our Lord is the head of the church, and He has the preeminence in all things.
我们怎么知道他在凡事上都做主呢？
How do we know that He reigns in all things?
如果我们真的看见是他在这里的家的话，
Only when we truly see He is over His house.
不管发生什么样的事情，
Regardless of the thing that might happen.
不管事情怎么样的进展。
Regardless of the progression of the things,
他在这里
He is still reigns.
我们里面有安息
He still reigns, and we do have this rest.
安息呢是神家实际的显出
Therefore, rest is actually the true manifestation of God's house.
所以他说呢，要把那个这个确实的信心，就是那个胆量啊。
Therefore, this confidence of the boast of hope.
还有那个可夸的盼望。
This confidence and the boast of the hope.
我坚持到底。
We have held them firm to the end.
是那个确实的信心，让我们真实看见是主在这里做主。
Is this confidence, this assurance, so we could see that the Lord rules in His house.
是那个可夸的盼望。
It's the hope, a boast of hope.
那我们在最艰难的时候，我们留不失望。
Enables us not to lose heart, even in the most difficult time.
这个盼望是可以向仇敌夸胜的。
With this hope, we triumph over Satan's enemies.
可以向世界夸胜的。
We triumph over the world.
可以向这个肉体夸胜的。
Triumph over our flesh.
我的这个盼望，让我们能够歇了自己的功。
With this hope in our heart, we can see from
God. 知道主在这里做工。
Knowing that the Lord is working.
是主在这里他的家。
Knowing that it is the Lord who is ruling over His house.
在真正显出神家的实际。
And then this reality of the house of God could truly be displayed.
没错啊，只要信主的人重新得救在一起，我们说这是一个教会，这是一个家。
Indeed, every believer who are saved gather together, and we say this is the house of God.
但这里面如果是闹哄哄啊，人的作为，人的作为啊，那个不息，在里面呢、啊，你享受不到安息、啊。
If there is much commotion.And unceasing man's work, nobody can enjoy this rest.
我们几乎可以说呢，这不能算是主在这里家。
We could definitely say that this is not God's house.
因为我们的主不在其中做主。
Because our Lord is not Lord in the midst of it.
如果我们的主他在这里治理，他是他儿子治理神的家，他重要的中心治理神的家。
If our Lord governs in His own house, And being so faithful,
我们呢在信心，只要在信心当中紧紧的跟随。
Then in faith, all we have to do is to follow him closely.
放下自己的工作， 单单仰望我们的主。
Let go of your own work. Simply follow him.
因为他是安息日的主。
Simply holding him because he is the Lord of rest.
在神的家中要显出那安息的事迹。
So this rest could be really exhibited, this reality in the house of God.
所以呢，一念呢，他让我们看见那个神的儿子远远超过摩西啊。
So on one hand, we now see that the Son of God exceeds far above Moses.
那么虽然都在全家境中，但是摩西是远远比不上我们的那个荣耀的主。
Even though both of them are faithful in the house of God, but Moses can never measure up to our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们有这样的看见的时候，
when we have this kind of insight,
他说我们就应当，我们叫务必。
Then let us, we have to do this.
免得我们跌倒，免得我们被罪迷惑。
So that we would not stumble, so that we would not be deceived by the sinfulness of by the sin, deceived by sin.
愿主开我们的眼睛，让我们记得这希伯来书，更多认识我们主的荣耀。
May the Lord open our eyes so that through the book of Hebrews we could come to know more of His glory.
他是在超乎万有之上。
He is above all.
在他治理之下。
Under his government, let us all enter his rest. To reveal the very fact he reigns over us among us in our midst. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you and praise you.Because Christ.As the son rule over his own house.
他自己是这样的忠心治理。
He is so faithful ruling over God's house.
就我们能够里面有信心能够跟随。
So on the one hand, give us this faith to follow him.
赐给我们确实的信心，赐给我们可靠的盼望。
Grant us this assurance of faith, this confidence, so, and also this boast of hope.
叫我们能够在安息当中紧紧地跟随我们的主。
So that in rest we could follow him closely.
祷告奉主的名。
We ask in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.